This is Janice Kaufman here with Baltimore Internet Radio, and I'm here with James Bond, who is the chairman of the Baltimore National Heritage Area Board, and they have just gotten their designation from the Department of Interior. Welcome, James. Can you tell us a little bit about the goings-on? We're at the beautiful top of the world, on top of the World Trade Center in Baltimore City. Welcome, James.
Thank you very much, Janice. It's a pleasure to be here. We got a great crowd here tonight, many different people who represent different heritage areas across the Baltimore City. It's a beautiful night. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake is getting ready to walk in right now, so we'll begin our ceremony any minute. The bottom line is that we're really pleased that Baltimore now has received this national designation, and we are going to be able to bring in significant federal funds to help support Baltimore City and to support the many heritage area sites throughout the city of Baltimore. So it's really quite an honor, and we are now part of a network across the country doing this.
Great. Well, this is very exciting, and I know this is going to mean a lot to the state of Maryland and the city of Baltimore. I know there's a lot of educational programs that are involved with the different sites. There's walking tours and there's attractions. Can you tell us about a few of them?
Well, sure. You've got, for instance, the historic ships of Baltimore, all the Constellation, the submarine, and the different ships in the Inner Harbor. You have the Flag House. Of course, there's Fort McHenry, which is a centerpiece of the war, the bicentennial of the War of 1812, where there's amazing educational programs that take place at the fort and also on ships that leave the fort, and many different sites around the city, the B&O Railroad, the Maryland Historical Society, many different sites, the Frederick Douglass, Isaac Myers Maritime Park, etc.
And if people wanted to know more about these wonderful attractions and the heritage programs, where would they go on the internet?
Well,
I know there's a new website.
It's a new website. It's
probably right there. ExploreBaltimore.org.
ExploreBaltimore, the brand new one. We're unfolding it tonight.
Yes,
so, Janice, I'm looking at it for the first time with you. So.
And it looks wonderful.
And it's Baltimore National Heritage Area. We're looking at Thurgood Marshall's Elementary School. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different wonderful sites in the city to explore. Check out www.explorebaltimore.org.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, thanks.